All right, welcome back now here into the KMA Morning Show. We always enjoy catching up with authors here from throughout the country. Got another interesting one here today. We're going to be talking with author Don Yannone a little bit about his book, America's Dream at a Crossroads, the 2024 presidential election and beyond. We have Don with us here now this morning. Good morning, Don. How are you today?
Good morning, and thank you for having me on your show.
Yeah, appreciate you coming on here this morning. And maybe for our listeners who aren't familiar with you, maybe just to start us off here, kind of tell us a little bit more kind of about yourself and kind of your background a little bit.
I'd be happy to do that. So I live in the Cleveland, Ohio area, where I have since 1972. My career has been focused in the field of economic development and public policy. And I am a university business professor and spend most of my time writing, particularly books, but also teaching students from around the world. So that's really the short version of who I am and where I live.
Mm-hmm. Certainly. And America's Dream at the Crossroads, I see, is your 25th book. I mean, kind of tell us a little bit, you know, kind of the inspiration behind this book here.
Well, the inspiration is that I think I felt the need to personally do something, and I had an idea that we needed some kind of a focus that would bring people together. And I feel that America's dream, which has been with us since colonial times, could just do that. And so far, those that read the book feel that it does have that potential. But I just felt a need to do something because of all the challenges that we face in society today.
Sure, you know, and of course, also the book talks a lot about the 2024 presidential election, but kind of talk a little bit also, you know, maybe kind of the thoughts you sort of share in this, obviously, beyond of that election.
Yes, I think writing a book of this nature can be influential in terms of calling voters' attention to the America dream and the things that are most important to them in their lives and building their lives in America. But I think also we have to think about what we're going to do to advance the American dream beyond the election. And that's what my 12-point plan seeks to do. So there's a twofold focus, both the election and then beyond. But I think the big part of it right now is just the election as we face that.
Sure. Let's kind of turn to that a little bit, I guess. Kind of tell, obviously you don't want to give everything away, but obviously kind of tell us a little bit, kind of the things you sort of focus on here when it comes to, obviously, this upcoming election.
Absolutely. So the main thing is really providing a set of guidelines, if you will, look at the book as a primer on the American dream and why it's important and the role that government plays in it. So that's the first thing. But the second thing the book does, it talks a lot about how former President Donald Trump and current President Joe Biden view these issues, where they come from, and really to treat them in a very fair way. I do not disparage either candidate and basically would offer the same advice to whoever wins. So that's really my position. But it's really to understand what their position on the American dream and how they would further it. And so the book talks a lot about that.
Sure, you know, and obviously politics are pretty complex, obviously, and for a lot of us. And, you know, maybe kind of talk a little bit, you know, how can we kind of maybe go about trying to kind of tackle that, some of the things that we can try to implement possibly to try to kind of make sense of everything that goes on in the political world?
Absolutely. I think the top priorities the book speaks to is, number one, we need to reduce the federal debt, which now is approaching $36 trillion, and that's a burden on our government. It's a burden on the American people. I think the second thing is that we really need to rein in special interest lobbying, and we need to reform campaign finance because they basically take control of the political system out of most of the people's hands. But I think those things and other things, and you know, one idea that I talk about in the book is, let's consider the possibility of bipartisan legislation, you know, once the new president is in place, to advance the American dream. And so far, I've gotten some really favorable responses to that idea on both the Republican and Democratic side.
Certainly, again, talking here with author Don Yannone and his book, American's Dream at the Crossroads, the 2024 presidential election and beyond. And Don, we mentioned off the top, this is your 25th book as well. Kind of talk a little bit, you know, about some of the stuff that you've written about in the past and kind of how you were ultimately led to where we are now here and writing about, obviously, the political situation here that we find ourselves in.
Be happy to do that. So 10 of my books are books of poetry, and that's a gift that my father gave to me. He was a millwright who wrote poetry, and he cultivated the love for poetry in me. 10 books are photographic essays, including a photographic essay that I did on human trafficking that was used by the FBI and local law enforcement officials to educate people on, you know, this horrific thing that goes on. So that's the first 20. The last five really are nonfiction books, and that's where America's Dream comes into play. And just before that, last year, I published a personal memoir, which was really about me really exploring my own life in an open way and telling that story. And that was a powerful learning experience for me.
Certainly. And, you know, if anyone should, you know, pick up this book, America's Dream at the Crossroads, you know, what would you say or maybe hopefully some takeaways for folks, obviously, here as we get to obviously closer to this election coming up this year?
Well, the most important one is not to give up on our political system. It's too important. That goes from the local level all the way up to the federal level. I think the second thing is it's really important to care about the issues and to understand them and to cast a vote in line with what you believe in terms of those issues. Because in the absence of that, you know, we're just voting based upon our political affiliation. And I think the issues really matter. So those are the key things that I would emphasize for readers.
Certainly. And Don, before I let you go here, you know, if any of our listeners are interested in maybe learning a little bit more about your work or this book, where can they find that information?
Certainly. My website is Donald Yannone. That's DonaldYannone.com. And the book is available on Amazon. Again, the title is America's Dream Crossroads, the 2024 presidential election and beyond.
Certainly, again, been talking here with Don Yannone and his book, America's Dream at the Crossroads, the 2024 presidential election and beyond. Don, thank you so much for your time here this morning to share this story with us a little bit, and obviously a pertinent issue for all of us coming up here in a few months. So appreciate the time and enjoy the rest of your day.
Well, thank you so much again. We'll see you.